From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Two people here in Georgia have died from COVID-19 in Southwest Georgia specifically. This is according to Phoebe Putney Memorial Hospital in Albany. GPB's Grant Blankenship has the latest.
Both Southwest Georgia patients were in their 60s with underlying health issues and already being treated at Phoebe Putney for COVID-19 symptoms. The hospital lays blame on COVID-19 for the deaths, though test results have only been returned for one patient. The hospital continues to test hundreds of people they consider symptomatic at a drive-thru location. In a press conference, Daugherty County Coroner Michael Fowler said it's time for people to pay attention.
It's not a game. I know people are being sick and being quarantined, but people are dying.
Meanwhile, hospital officials say the supplies for frontline healthcare workers from the Federal Strategic Reserve may only last them a day. All Phoebe Putney employee tests have so far come back as negative. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The Georgia Department of Labor, meanwhile, is taking steps to make it easier for workers to access unemployment services. GPB's Taylor Gant has this story.
The department is waiving any in-person requirements for the services it provides, including filing unemployment claims without reporting to a career center. Kersha Cartwright is the director of communications for GDAL.
We want to make sure that people are paid, and in order for folks to adhere to those rules about social distancing, we want to make sure that we do all of this online as quickly as possible.
Labor Commissioner Mark Butler is also mandating that employers file partial claims on behalf of temporarily laid off workers. Georgia's unemployment rate currently sits just above 3%, but that number will likely go up as the economic slowdown caused by the coronavirus continues. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
A group of restaurant and bar owners in Savannah is asking Governor Brian Kemp for financial help getting through the coronavirus crisis. Green Truck Pub owner Whitney Shepherd Yates says restaurants are trying to pay employees despite far fewer customers.
With the level of uncertainty around the pandemic and just not knowing if it's going to be weeks or months even, we know that it's not a sustainable solution just for us to keep trying to make payroll with no income coming in.
The restaurants are seeking a state income tax credit for businesses to keep paying employees despite closures. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.